Now with this morning we have to bring these studies in Ezekiel to a close.
我们今天早晨要结束以斯帖。
And I think we cannot do better than come right to the end of the book itself.
我想最好我们是看这本书末了结束的地方。
The last clause of this book reads like this.
这一本书末了一句话是这样说。
And the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is there.
从此以后这城的名字必成为耶和华的所在。
We might just put alongside of that some words from Ephesians.
我们可以为着来配这个地方读以弗所一点的话。
Chapter 2, verses 19 to 22.
第二章19到22节。
So then ye are no more strangers and sojourners, but ye are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的 根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In whom each several building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord.
各方靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。这两个靠着的原文都是在他里面啊，靠他应该反在他里面。
Chapter 3.
还有以弗所第三章
Verse 17
17节
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith to the end that ye being rooted and grounded in love
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基
May be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and lengthand height and depth
能也和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深
and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge that ye may be filled unto all the fullness of God
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的便叫神一切是充满的充满了你们
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，通通足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Unto him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, unto all generations forever and ever.
但愿他的教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远
And the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is there
从此以后这城的名字必成为耶和华的所在
The end to which all God's works move is this end
神一切工作的方向目的就是这一个
Everything that we have in these prophecies of Ezekiel points to the one end
在以斯帖书里所给我们看见一切的事都是朝着这一个目标
But that is also true of the whole Bible
就是全圣经所记载的事也都是这样
The whole Bible moves toward one end
全圣经 都记载都是操作一个模样。
It is the end for which all things were created.
就是为着这个目标，万有才被创造。
And that is the presence of God in fullness and in finality.
这个目标就是神的同在圆满的之中的显出来。
The purpose of God is that He shall fill all things.
神的目的就是他要充满万有。
So then the end is the Lord is there.
所以那个结果就是主是在这里，或者是主的所在。
Now there is one particular thing which is this end.
有一件非常重要的事，特别的事，是与这个有特别的关系。
It is the one thing which is necessary if that end is to be reached.
若是要达到神这个目的，这件事就是不可缺少的。
God must be able to commit himself to man without fear.
神必须毫无惧虑的把自己能托给人。
That is what God wanted to do at the beginning.
这是神在开头所要做的事。
It is perfectly clear in the beginning of the book of Genesis that God wanted to commit himself to man.
在创世纪开头清楚给我们看见神是要把他自己交托给人。
He wanted to be with man.
他是想要与人同在。
He wanted to trust man.
他想要信托人。
He wanted to put all his interestsinto the hands of man.
他想要把他一切的权益都交给人的手来管理。
In a word, God wanted to trust himself to man.
换一句话来说，神是要把他自己委托给人。
That is the absolute essential for God's end.
这是对神要达到他的目的是绝对不可缺少的。
That is what the Lord Jesus wanted to do.
这就是主耶稣所要做的事。
But he found that he could not do it.
但是他却发现他无法做这件事。
You're familiar with the words in John chapter 2.
你们大家都熟识约翰福音第二章的话。
At verse 23.
23节。
Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed on his name, beholding his signs which he did.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过月节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
But Jesus did not trust himself unto them, for that he knew all men.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
Because he needed not that anyone should bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.
也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
Jesus found that he could not commit himself to man.
主耶稣发现他没有法子把他自己交托给人。
Here is God present in His son, but unable to commit himself to man.
在这里，神是在他的儿子里头来到人跟前，但是他却没有办法把自己交托给人。
Therefore, he cannot remain with man.
所以他也就不能再继续和人同在了。
He cannot be with man in fullness and in finality.
他没有办法那么丰满的，那么终结的和人同在。
He will have to create the conditions which are suitable to himself.
他需要制造一种的局面，能够适合他这一个目的。
God will have to create the conditions which will not involve him in man's disordered state.
神需要制造出一种的局面来，使人那种反常的情形不至于把它陷在里面。
This may explain a great deal.
这个说出许多的故事来。
This may explain God's reserve.
这个能说出神的一个保守保留。
And God's delay.
也能说出神的迟延。
There is very much desire and prayer that God will commit himself.
神在这里就要把他自己交给许多人的心愿和祷告。
For instance, there is prayer all over the world for revival.
比如说，全世界各地都有人为着复兴祷告。
That has been going on for years.
这个祷告有多年一直这样了。
Why does God delay?
为什么神还是迟延？
It may be that he is not able to commit himself to men.
这可能就是因为他不能把自己交托给人。
He is not able to involve himself with men and men's work.
他没有办法陷在人和人的工作里面。
Whether that be true or not in this particular connection,
不管在这一点上是不是这样，
it is true as an established principle with God.
无论如何，这是神一个确定的原则。
He will not commit himself to what is of man.
他没有办法把他自己交托给属人的东西。
He demands the conditions which are suitable to himself.
他需要一种能适合他自己的那个局面。
It would be dangerous to God himself to commit himself to man.
若是神把自己信托给人的话，那对于神太危险了。
From the beginning, Satan has always tried to put man in God's way.
从最开始的时候，撒旦就尽他的能力，要把人呢弄到神的这个做法里面来。
Man was made for this very purpose, that God should be with him.
人所以被造，就是为着能给神来与人同在。
But Satan captured man.
但是撒旦却把人掳去了。
And he has made man the greatest hindrance to God.
并且他使人就成为神一个最大的拦阻。
Man as he is now defeats God's purpose.
那现在叫做人的光景啊，人是反对神的那个目的。
Therefore, God cannot commit himself to that kind of man.
所以神就没有办法把他自己交托给这种人。
Jesus saw that it was man that made it dangerous for him to commit himself.
主耶稣也发现了，乃是人使他没有办法把自己交托给人。
He knew what was in man.
他知道人里面的光景。
He needed not that anyone should tell him what was in man.
他不需要有什么人来告诉他人生里头所存的。
Therefore, he could not and would not commit himself.
所以他就不能也不肯把自己交托给人。
That is why, just at that very point, the whole question of new birth rose.
就是在这一个地方，所以主就提起这个重生的问题。
There ought not to be a division between chapters 2 and 3 of the Gospel by John.
约翰福音三章二章不应该分开。
It ought to run straight on.
应该一直地接下去。
Jesus would not commit himself to man.
主耶稣不能把他自己交托给人。
Therefore you must be born anew.
所以你就必须得着重生。
I advise you to just blot out that number 3 of the chapter.
我就请你们把那个第三章啊划掉它，那个三章的字数。
And take no notice of it.
并且那里注明一下。
It ought to follow right through.
那个三章开头的话应当直接接着二章。
There is the man to whom JesusWill not commit himself.
有这面是人，有一般人主也是不肯把他交托给他们。
Therefore, he must be born from above.
所以这样人必须从上头再生一次。
So the great question that is now before us is this.
所以现在我们是碰到一个最大的问题是这样。
To what will God commit himself?
神晓把他自己交托给什么？
The whole book of Ezekiel is the answer to that question.
整本以斯帖书就是这个问题的答案。
In the first place, the answer is given in a negative way.
第一，这个答案是消极的。
God will not commit himself to that in which Satan has a place.
神不能把自己交托给撒旦有地位的那个东西。
Satan had gained a place in the nation of Israel and in the nations outside.
撒旦在以色列国和周围的列国都得到了他的地位。
Therefore, the glory is removed.
所以神的荣耀就离开他们了。
And it goes right outside.
就到他们之外去了。
God will not commit himself to that in which Satan has a place.
神不能把他自己交托给撒旦有地位的地方。
Satan and his works must be destroyed before God will commit himself.
要叫神能把他自己交托，就必须先毁灭撒旦和他的工作。
The Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil.
人子显现出来是为神的儿子显现出来是为要出灭魔鬼的作为。
But that was not an end in itself.
但这件事并不是一个总局。
He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil in order to make way for God.
神的儿子显出来出灭魔鬼的作为是为要为着神开一条路。
In order that God should have his place and reach his end.
为要叫神得的地位而达到他的目的。
God will not commit himself to that which has not been judged in righteousness.
没有经过神那个公义审判的，神都不能把他自己交托给他。
Now you recall all that we have said about brass in these prophecies.
你可以回头想，我们已经说过，在这本书里头那个铜的意思。
The brass in the cherubim.
基路伯那里的铜。
The brass in the man of brass.
那个两的人那个铜。
The brass of the great altar.
那个祭坛那里的铜。
God will not commit himself.To anything that has not been judged in righteousness.
若不是神因着凭公义审判了，神就没有办法把自己交托给他。
Until the nation has been judged in righteousness, God will not commit himself.
一直等到列国给神的公义审判了，神就没有办法把自己交托给他。
The same applies to the nation.
这同样的原则也是应用在以色列人身上，也应用在列国身上。
So the largest section of these prophecies has to do with the judgment of the nation and of the nation.
所以以斯帖这一本书大部分是说到神怎样审判以色列国和列国。
Until that has been done, you cannot reach this point where the Lord is there.
除非是经过这样的审判，就不能达到这一个目的，就是说耶和华的所在。
That is the negative side.
这是消极的一面。
There is the positive side or answer to our question.
还有我们这个问题积极一面的答案。
To what will God commit himself?
就是这个问题是说神能把他自己交托给什么？
The positive answer has several aspects.
这个积极一面的答案有几方面。
It is firstly where Christ is on the other side of judgment.
第一就是在审判的另一面，基督所在的地方。
The man in the throne represents Christ as on the other side of judgment.
在宝座上那个人是说出在审判那面的那个人。
There is a rainbow around that throne.
围绕那个宝座有一个瓮，就下雨天出的瓮。
That rainbow is the symbol of redemption.
那个瓮呢，是救赎的一个表征。
In the book of the Revelation, it is represented by the Lamb in the throne.
在启示录里头啊，是说到一个羔羊在那个瓮里头。
The lamb is the man, and the man is the lamb.
那个羔羊就是这个人，这个人也就是那个羔羊。
He is there as on the other side of judgment.
他在宝座那里是在审判的那一面。
And that is the first thing related to God committing himself.
这一件事是第一面说出神把他自己能交给什么。
I said, repeat that God will commit himself where Christ is on the other side of judgment.
我再重复一遍说，神只能把他自己交给基督所在的那个地方，就是审判的那一面。
That is where all judgment has been fulfilled.
这就是说，一切的审判都成就了，经过审判之后。
You must study that with your New Testament in your hand.
你必须把手中的新约关于这件事读一下。
When Jesus went to his baptism, he said to John the Baptist,Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
当主耶稣到施洗约翰那里受洗的时候，他曾说：“你暂且许我，因为我们必须这样尽诸般的义。”
His baptism was, as we know, a type of his cross.
我们都知道他的那个受洗就是他十字架的一个表预表。
Therefore, baptism and the cross represent the fulfillment of all righteousness.
所以受洗和施洗就是说出一切的义，尽诸般的义。
That is through judgment.
这是借着审判而尽的。
The death of one man.
一个人的死。
And the putting of a new man beyond the reach of judgment.
就把一个新的人呢，摆在远远的审判的那里。
That is where we are supposed to be by faith in Jesus Christ.
这就是我们借着因信主耶稣而会有的一种光景。
That is where the church is in the beginning of the letter to the Ephesians.
这也就是以弗所开头是给我们看见教会所在的地方。
It is seated together with him in the heavenlies.
教会是和基督一同坐在天上。
That church is seen as on the other side of judgment.
那个教会是看来在审判的那一面。
It has been raised together with him.
是和基督一同上升升天的。
For that.Church, all judgment is fulfilled.
对于那个教会来说，一切的审判都已经成就了，过去了。
That is the first thing that makes way for glory in the church.
这就是第一件事，叫神的荣耀能在教会中。
All judgment fulfilled.
所有的审判都成就了，过去了。
That makes the way for God to commit himself.
这就是神能有一条路把他自己交托给人。
There are other aspects of that.
对这件事还有几方面。
It is where Christ is glorified.
这就是说基督在哪里得着荣耀。
God will commit himself where Christ is glorified.
基督在哪里得着荣耀，神就能够把他自己交托给哪里。
You notice in John 7, it is Jesus glorified and the Spirit given.
你要注意，约翰七章里说，是主耶稣得着荣耀了，圣灵就来了。
The giving of the Spirit is God committing himself.
圣灵的赐下来，就是神把自己交托给人。
And he commits himself on the ground of Jesus being glorified.
神把自己交托给人是根据主耶稣得的荣耀。
Where Jesus is glorified, God commits himself.
主耶稣在哪里得着荣耀，神就在哪里把他自己交托出来。
Where man is glorified, God holds back.
人在哪里得着荣耀，神就退缩了。
No flesh shall glory in his presence.
没有人的肉体能在神的同在之前得到荣耀。
It is only where Jesus is glorified that God will commit himself.
只有主耶稣得着荣耀的地方，神才能把他自己交托出来。
Here is a law of God.
在这里又是神的一个定律。
If God is to give himself by his Spirit, then Jesus must be glorified.
若是神要借着他的灵得着能交托他自己的话，那么主耶稣就必须得到荣耀。
When the glorifying of the Lord Jesus is our only object, then the Father will come in by the Spirit.
当主耶稣得荣耀的是成为我们的目的，那么父神就会借着圣灵交托给我们。
Then there is this third thing.
还有第三件事。
God will commit himself where Jesus is enthroned in government.
主耶稣在什么地方登在宝座上管制，哪里神就能交托。
Where this man is on the throne.
什么地方这一个人是在宝座上。
And is really governing everything.
并且实际地是在那里管制一切。
Then God will commit himself.
那么神就能把他自己交托了。
Where all the authority committed to his son is recognized and accepted, there God will commit himself.
什么地方一切的权柄都交给神的儿子了，这件事得到神的承认，那么神在哪里就能把他自己交托出来。
Firstly, where the authority of Satan has been destroyed.
第一，在那个地方撒旦的权势被毁灭了。
Where it is true, now is the prince of this world cast out.
在那个地方今世的君王是被赶出去了。
And then, where the authority of man is removed.
还有在那个地方人的权柄也被除去。
Where every other kind of authority but the authority of God's Son is put away.
在那个地方除了神儿子的权柄之外，任何的权柄都被除去了。
If we come in with authority, then God stands back.
若是我们有我们的权柄带进来，那神只好站在一边。
Our authority must get out of God's way.
我们的权柄必须从神这条路上出去。
And God waits for that before he commits himself.
神要把自己交托给我们之前，他等候这件事情成就。
And then there is a fourth thing.
还有第四件事。
God commits himself where all is formed according to Christ.
神把他自己交托给人，是在一切都照着基督而成型的地方。
Where everything takes its measure from Christ.
在那个地方，一切都是照着基督的身量。
You see, these things are all in this book of Ezekiel.
这一切我们要看见，都是以斯帖里头说给我们。
We have been just looking at the house.
我们已经看过了那个圣殿。
We have not studied it in any detail.
我们没有细细的来看。
But what we do know about it is that everything was measured by the man of bronze.
但是我们确实知道那个殿里头一切都是照着那个铜人量过的。
The least little thing had its measurement given to it.
就是仅小的事也都有一个尺度。
Everything took its measure from the man.
每一件东西都从那个两个人得到一个尺度。
That is the place to which God will commit himself.
就是在这样的地方，神才能把他自己交托给人。
Where everything takes its measure from Christ.
在这里，一切都是照着基督的尺度。
And then just one more thing.
还有一件事。
God will commit himself where the cross governs everything.
在什么地方十字架能够支配一切，那在哪里神就能把他自己交托。
We saw how the altar governed everything within and without.
我们已经看过那个祭坛如何支配一切里里外外的事。
So where the cross governs everything, God will commit himself.
所以在什么地方十字架能支配一切，神就能在哪里把自己交托给人。
The Lord Jesus is the great example of all this.
主耶稣在这件事上是最大的一个榜样。
God committed himself to his son.
神把他自己是交托给他的儿子。
It was there at his baptism that God committed himself to Jesus.
是当他在受浸的时候，神把自己交托给主耶稣。
The heavens were opened and the Spirit descended upon him.
那时候天开了，圣灵是降在他身上。
We have said that the giving of the Spirit is God committing himself.
我们已经说过，这个圣灵赐下来，就是神把他自己交托给人。
So there God committed himself to Jesus.
所以在哪里是神把他自己交托主耶稣。
It says that God does not give his Spirit by measure to Jesus.
圣经说神把圣灵赐给主耶稣是无限量的。
That is, he gives his Spirit fully without any reserve to Jesus.
那就是说神把圣灵赐给主耶稣是完全没有保留的，丰满的。
He wholly commits himself to him.
他是完完全全的把自己交托主耶稣。
That was done at his baptism.
这是在主耶稣受浸的时候有的事。
In type, it was by his cross.
按预表说，那是借着十字架而成就的。
When the meaning of the cross has been laid down and established, then God commits himself.
当十字架的意义是成就了，那么神就能够把他自己交托了。
That is God's ground.
这是神的根据。
Then God committed himself to Jesus by his close walk with the Father.
还有神把自己交托给主耶稣是因着他和父神紧紧的同行。
You notice how Jesus measured everything according to heaven.
你要注意主耶稣是如何用数天来测量他一切的事。
We have so often pointed this out.
我们常常是把这件事点出来。
Jesus would never be governed by the mind of man.
主耶稣在任何事上都不肯受人的这个意见的支配。
He would never do anything, say anything, or go anywhere at the advice of man.
他永远不肯做什么事或说什么话，去什么地方叫做人力这个意见。
He was all the time pushing away from him the suggestions of men and women.
他总是把人所给他的提议摆到一边去。
He did that with regard to Satan.
他这样做在撒旦的事上也是这样。
He did it with regard to everything.
他在任何的事上都是这样做。
He pushed back everything that would come from man.
他把一切从人来的意见都摆到一边去。
He would only take his way and his words and his works from the Father.
他所行所说所做的只能够交着他的父神。
He measured everything according to heaven.
他是照着天上的尺度测量他一切的事。
His was the closest walk with heaven.
他的行动是紧紧的随着天上而行动。
For every detail in his life, he took the government of heaven.
他生活中一切大小的事都是受天的支配。
Therefore the Father committed himself to the Son.
所以父神就把他自己交托给子。
And then by his perfecting,
末了还有借着他的那个成全。
He said, I must walk today and tomorrow, and the third day I must be perfected.
他说我今天明天要做工，到第三天这工作就完成了。
We are told that he was made perfect through suffering.
圣经告诉我们说他是因受苦难得以完全。
Of course we understand that this was not moral perfecting.
我们知道这不是指着道德方面的完成或者完全说的。
It was not the making perfect of his nature.
这也不是他那个性质方面的完全完成说的。
It was bringing him to fullness.
这乃是执着把他带到那个丰满的里头说的。
The fullness of the will of God.
就是审理那个旨意的丰满。
He was walking every day in the will of God.
他天天都是遵行神的旨意。
He said, Lo, I come to do thy will.
他说我来了是要遵行神的旨意。
But the will of God was making ever greater demands upon him.
但是神的旨意在他身上那个要求是一阵一阵的加大。
Until at last the will of God requires that he should drink the cup.
一直到末了就是神的旨意要求他喝那一杯
that he should go through Gethsemane to the cross
他是要经过克西马尼而到十字架去
he was being made perfect or complete as to the will of God
他神的旨意上已经得以完全了或者完成了
And when he was made perfect as to the will of God God fully committed himself to him
当他这样在神的旨意上完成了神就把自己完全交托给了
God gave him that fullness for the church
神给他这个丰满去为着教会
God gave unto him the name that is above every name
神赐给他一个名是超过万名之上的名
God committed himself to him
神把他自己交托给他
I think that is all quite clear
我想这些都是很清楚的
Jesus is the great example
主耶稣就是这个大的榜样
Now we bring this study to a close
我们现在就要把这件事结束一下
We do so by noting three necessities
我们要注意三件不可缺少的事
for this end of God to be fully and finally reached three things are necessary
为着神这一个目的要丰满的要完结的达到有三件事是必须
the church must have these three things
教会必须有这三件事
First of all, a clear apprehension of God's purpose.
第一个完全清楚神的旨意。
It is absolutely necessary that the church sees what God's purpose is.
是绝对的需要教会能够看见神的旨意是怎么一回事。
That is why Paul prayed that great prayer for a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这就是说出使徒保罗为什么有那样大的一个祷告求教会能得到智慧和启示之力
that the church might have the eyes of its heart enlightened
这教会眼睛心思的眼睛得以照明
it is absolutely necessary that we have a clear apprehension of God's purpose
这就是说有一个绝对的需要我们清楚明白神的旨意
That purpose being that God shall come to fullness in present residence in the church.
那个旨意就是说是要丰丰满满的能在他在教会中得到居住。
That the church should be the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
就是教会能成为那充满万有者的丰满。
That God should have a full place in the church.
教会神必须在教会中得到一个丰满的地位。
That is the first necessity that we should see that.
这是我们不可缺少的一件事，就是我们应当看见的。
And that we should be governed by that vision.
我们也需要受这一个看见或者是意象的指引。
So that it is a matter of spiritual vision or spiritual understanding.
所以这是一个属灵意象或者属灵看见的问题。
A revelation of God's purpose concerning the church.
就是看见神对教会的那个启示。
This is why we read those scriptures at the beginning.
这就是我们为什么在开头的时候读了那些地方的圣经。
That the church should be a habitation of God through the Spirit.
就是说，教会必须成为神借着圣灵一个居住的所在。
That God should be resident there.
神必须能住在里面去。
And that it should be said, the Lord is there.
必须能说这是耶和华的所在
A habitation of God
就是神的一个举措。
Unto that we must see what God's purpose is.
对这件事，我们必须看见神的旨意是怎么一回事。
The second thing is a clear apprehension of God's way to His end.
第二件事，我们必须清楚看见。能够支配他那个目的的一个工具就是十字架。
Therefore, it is essential that the church has a clear apprehension of the cross.
所以这就需要教会对十字架有清楚的认识。
These three things are essential to the end that God shall be there.
这三件事需要叫神在哪里达到那个目的是不可缺少的。
Now there are two aspects of those three things.
在这三件事上还有两面。
There is the present progressive.
有一个神的那个同在的逐渐的进步。
And the future perfect.
是不是现在的那个进步，还有那个将来的完全。
Just at this present, this is not all fully true.
就现在来说，这个还没有完成。
And yet, what is in the letter to the Ephesians has a present application.
可是以弗所书里所记载的也能应用在今天。现在
at present, this is only progressively true.
就现在来说，这一件神同在这件事，不过逐渐的。
That means that the Lord is more or less present as these things are true.
若是有我们刚才说的这三件事的话，那么主是多多少少的都是和我们同在。
Where there is a clear apprehension of His purpose.
什么地方对神的旨意有个清楚的认识？
Where there is a clear apprehension of His house.
什么地方对神的殿有个清楚的认识？
Where there is a clear apprehension of the cross.
什么地方对于十字架有个清楚的认识？
There you will find most of the law.
你在哪里就能看见主的同在很多。
At present, these things determine the measure in which the Lord is present.
在现今呢，这三件事就规定主和我们同在的程度。
But the time is coming when these things will be complete.
但有一天时候要来到，这些事要完全的完成。
When He shall come to be glorified in His saints.
当他回来在他的圣徒身上得荣耀的时候，这就要完成。
Then he will be in his church in fullness.
那么他在他的教会中那个通在就丰满了。
Well, you notice at the end of Ezekiel, it is the city that is mentioned.
你要注意在一世纪末了是说到那一座城。
The Lord is there.
耶和华的所在。
The city represents the vessel in and through which God is present in government.
这一座城呢，乃是说明神如何在它里头，也是借着它来管制。
It is that in which God is present in government.
那就是说出神在那里头来管制。
Well, we have given a broad outline.
我们已经看了一个很广阔的纲目。
We try to make these lines as clear as possible.
我们是尽力要把这些纲目说得清楚。
But comprehended in this outline, there is a tremendous amount.
那就包括在这个纲目里头，那个内容太丰富了。
And as I pass it over to you,
我就把这些内容交给你们吧。
I do say to you, go away and pray over it.
我愿意实在对你们说，你们带回去为这事祷告。
Do not just take it as some Bible study.
不要把这事仅仅当作一些查经的东西。
I have told you that I am not interested in that.
我已经和你们说过，对这查经我并不感觉兴趣。
Everything must have spiritual and practical value.
一切的事都得有属灵的、实际的价值。
So I say pray over it.
所以我说你们要为这事祷告。
Think over it.
也要默想这些事。
And ask the Lord to make it all true where you are.
也要求主使这一切在你们都成为实在。